Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Dinner with Stories podcast. I'm hosted by Yonko, aka Waku, aka. You know what I'm saying? And the episode is Let Her Go. And it's inspired by a song called Sugar Hill D-Dot. He's from the Bronx, New York. He's a teenager. And I'ma play y'all a quick snippet of the song, just for a little bit.
Cause these hoes, this world is too cold, and I have to let you go. And my heart froze, this is the life I chose, and I don't trust the soul.
It's right there.
I have to let you go.
That's the song. Can you hear it?
MC.
That's the song. That's a little snippet about the song. You know, it could be like something I do a past, like relationship or so, you know, not nothing now, just old, like 7-8 years ago type of time frame. I had to let somebody go before, actually multiple times, the same person. And I don't know, it just, I feel like I wasn't happy, and I was just forcing myself to be with this person, because that's the only one who probably would accept me and tolerate me and deal with me. So when I was with her, it was like only just the like temporary type moments, like 5 months or whatever, 3-4, you know how that goes. So I always used to break up with her, like, I don't want you no more, or I can't be with you no more. She said, I love you, what's wrong, what I do, I need to have, you know, like, just, and then not only that, it was just like a lot of situations behind closed doors, like, when you like 21, 22, 23, you know, like, you know how when you're young, but not young, and it's like, but also getting treated as if she was like 14, 15, can't, got curfews, and the family located in, like, you know, there's so much play a part, and it's just like, just, it just get weird and then get pointless. So you just got, and then if you want to be happy, just let them go and find somebody different, and, or if you got a career, you know, just chase it. You know, you don't want somebody to hold, just hold on to you, like, just because of history. I mean, like I said, I was getting work for like a nice minute. I ain't gonna front. Like on and off, like about almost 2 years or a year and a half, what you wanna call it. And you know, it was okay-ish. It's just that I would think was better. You know? And I feel like we wasn't gonna last anyway, even though she had all these things about apartment, married, kids, or woo, it's the third. And I think that was the same time frame where I kept telling myself and telling people that I can't have kids or I don't think I can have kids. I was joking at the time because it was like 2015, 16. Like, you know how that shit goes. And I'm always looking like, when she used to say that about getting an apartment together, living together, I used to like, I want that, but just not with you. But only tell us, like, to my head, like, you know, I never gave a full situation why I always left and come back, left, come back, then find, you know, I never gave a full, like, situation on, you know what I'm saying? And it's just one of those things where, I don't know, just maybe, like I said, I was used to it, comfortable, so I was easy to say, yo, I want you back, I miss you type shit, just to be around, because that's how you feel comfortable love, even though in the time where she's trying to act like my mom or some shit like that, or like a P.O. and shit. So again, it's like, it's one of those weird, my, cause she's Spanish, by the way. And she's Spanish, Philippines, Italian. And what else? I think that's about it. No, she's a little shortish. And I don't know, like, I loved her, but I didn't love her, if that makes sense. I loved her enough where I could go back at the time and to trying to make it work or feel like it's going to work. But then part of me feel like, what is I'm doing? Like, this all I'm going to go back to every time I want to love or want to be, like, in, like, a relationship. Like, if I would have stayed with him even to this day, for example, and even would have had kids or whatever, I probably would have had other kids, like, besides those kids, I feel like. I've been cheating on everything in the book. I've been fuck, nigga. Like, for real. And, you know. So, you know, I think we dated, we went out for, like, 4 times. But the final time was, like, I can't. And then about that time, I finally found the mother of my child. So, like, but this before we actually got pregnant, but you get what I'm saying. It was like, yeah, I probably could be better with this person versus this person. And, you know, fresh start, better things, you know, one day be married, have kids, woo-woo, you know, live together type shit, you know. So, and so those things became true. Some of them came true. I ain't gonna lie. It came true. So, since letting her go, things been kind of better. You know? And I don't think she was serious with me. And also, I feel like she was serious with me anyway, because she always used to pimp me through shit anyway. And, yeah, and it's like, it used to be weird. Like, it's like, I had to come into her life and be a force behind closed doors so she could get certain things as well. And I feel like it's her. And then, like, I wasn't gaining anything being well on top of that. Like, whereas I'm getting out this shit. You feel me? You get the dimple shot shit. So there's, like, you still live with your grandmas who's strict, then your brother who I'm cool with, then we didn't date the same people, and then shit, it's like, it's just so much. And I'm like, I can't be with nobody who's going to be like a setback or like a hellback. Just when I want to do stuff, you can't because your grandma said this, your aunt said this, your other aunt said this, your dad don't like me, or just a third, then you're, it's just too much. And then people were always in our business on top of that because she tell everything what the fuck was going on. Then, you know, it was just so much. You know what I'm saying? It's like we get treated as kids. Or if I do something, she'll make it a big deal and tell people. And people in our business and shit. Like, I'm a grown, you know what I'm saying? I'm a grown man. I can't be my fucking bitch. I'm 21, 22, 50 by my face. Get the fuck out of my face. You feel me? Like, move. Stop. So, again, like, I don't be liking stuff like that, seriously. And it gets frustrating too. So like, when you take all of that, like I said, I wasn't perfect in the relationship as well. Like I said, I kept leaving back and forth for did a little certain things, but she did things too. She did things other than the little childish situations and claiming I did this or I did that or. So, yeah, she did some stuff, too. So, like I said, she kissed the two people that I know on the same day. She kissed the one guy from the party like and within the well, could we share a friend, right? So she had a birthday party on Saturday. I think her birthday was the following day anyway. So I was already going to the party. She just made up with the girl not long ago. Decided to go to because at that time frame we just got back together. In that time, like literally in that same week span, we got back together. She got cool with the friend that we both was, you know, that friends with, and the guy name, I'm gonna say Jay. So she kissed the guy Jay, cause Jay was like, I think lived somewhere else, so he came and chilled with us, and she kissed him in the hallway. Then she kissed somebody else a few hours later that I know personally from the same high school and everything. I'm calling him A. You feel me? I know him personally from high school. I know his baby mom because she also went to the same high school. You know, we got other people that connected from the same high school, same, you know, same everything. So the second guy, she claimed A kissed her, but the one with Jay, it was more like, not forced, but more like a, I think he like mind control her, some shit she said. I'm like, my man, a kiss is a kiss. Cause then, cause the reason I found out, and I'm gonna tell y'all, the reason I found out because, you know, she told her that, oh, you can check my phone, password, this is what, woo. So, you know, she didn't say it at that moment, but I knew her password, obviously. I think it was her birthday, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm like, oh shit. It's something about, oh, I love how your lips taste. What can I do it again? I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, hold on. Like, you feel me? Like, hold on. Like, on. It get a little kissy touch little situation. And then the one with Jay is the one with from the messages. That's how I found out. A, I think she told me as well. Like the same day. Well, which was the next day, by the way. I found the next day about both of the kisses with Jay and A. Jay is from the messages. That's how I found out. A, I found out through her after telling me about the situation with Jay. Oh, but A kissed me by force, and Jay was like, kind of like brainwashed me, some shit like, you know how girls do that brainwashing bullshit, some shit like that. So technically, he kissed me, like type shit. So I'm like, so things like that was getting to, I'm like, damn, like, if I didn't know about these little messages and shit like that, and all the dumb shit she be doing, bro, like, really? I gotta see your messages to find out you kissed a whole nother nigga in the same party, the same building we at? We, bro, all us is for the same person. Same apartment, person, everything, same event, what the fuck? That's wild. You know, like I said, I stuck around for a little bit, you know, because we just got together, so I'm stuck around a little bit. I ain't admit that, but like, a few months later, we broken up anyway. Because that was in March of 2017. That was in March. Then we broke up like May, some shit. Early June, May. May, June, some shit. So I'm like, what the fuck? So, cause I like, I don't know, I wasn't feeling it anyway. And plus I was talking to my potential girlfriend slash baby mother anyway. So it was like, I like, fuck you, gotta let you go. And it has to go. Right. And that's why low key I got trust issues as too, but like, you know, low key, so you know, you gotta let, like you know, y'all let that go. So yeah, like, you know, like I said, I wasn't, you know, I did certain things, you know. But the point is, dealing with shit like that, then being again treated like a child and curfews, it's too much. You know, it's like I can't live life with you if you get treated like a fucking 12-year-old. You listen, we a year apart, by the way. It ain't like we 5 years apart. Like I'm 25, you 17 type shit, and we keep it a secret. No, like if I'm 24, you 23, or me 23 turn 24. You know what I'm saying? So like we the same age. If I'm going home 1 o'clock in the morning, why you going home at 8 o'clock at night? The fuck? Bitch, you better go at least 10 o'clock. The fuck? But no, I would like that because they selfish. But anyway, I'm going to end this episode. This is Generation of Voice Podcast hosted by Young Quill. Okay, Walk Back in the Fully Season 4, episode 11. You know what I'm saying? So, you know how we're going to do it, man. We're going to send it off for a little bit. Like, I got to let her, you know what I'm saying? You gotta let her go. Let her go.
Let me tell y'all a story about the shorty, cause she really a dog. And she always running through my mind. Like, but I really have to let her go. Like all the situations that you put me in, I don't wanna go through.
No more.
Like I'm a star. Had to let her go, noticing I was really gonna fall.
Huh? Okay, we out. I'm dropping.